This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the month of Ramadan, we are required to control our temper to the point where the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ mentions that if somebody tries to engage you, say, "Inni mru'un sa'imun," I'm sorry, I cannot engage you because I'm fasting. What this is teaching us is discipline. It's teaching us control. And the point is that if we are able to regulate our emotions, if we are able to regulate ourselves in the month of Ramadan, definitely we can regulate ourselves out of the month of Ramadan also. Stephen Covey, in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, mentions that between a stimulus and a reaction is a window period which a person has where he can decide how to react and how to respond. So, let's take an example. At the time of suhoor, your son or your daughter spills coffee onto your garment. You have one of two choices. Either you get upset, and for the rest of the day you're going to be upset. You're going to walk into office also upset. And it's almost like they spoiled your day for you. Because you had your special garment, your special attire for the day, you neatened up, you were grooming up, and you were just about to leave the house, and this happened. That's scenario number one. You take the same scenario with a different twist to it. The coffee spills onto your garment, but you don't get upset. You know that you can't do anything about it. So you go out, you change, you put on a new attire, and you leave the house. What will be the difference? You'll walk out happy, you will walk out without any resentment, and you will be less angry. You will not get upset. And you'll have a good, pleasant day for the rest of the day. So see, this is what Stephen Covey is saying, that between a stimulus and a reaction is a window period that you have where you can choose to react responsibly.